This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Convicted murderer Taylor Shabusiness was back in court. Shabusiness was wheeled into a Fond du Lac County courtroom in shackles to enter a new plea to a charge of attacking an officer at Tate Cheetah Correctional. Shabusiness agreed to plead guilty to an amended charge of misdemeanor disorderly conduct. Before the plea deal, Shabusiness faced a three-day trial later this month on a charge of battery by a prisoner with a repeat offender enhancer. The felony charge carries up to 6 years in prison, though Shabusiness is already serving life without parole for the murder and dismemberment of Shad Therian in Green Bay in 2022. Prosecutors say Shabusiness was being treated in a medical room at Tate Cheetah when she lunged at the nurse and swung a metal table at the officer who intervened. The officer subdued Shabusiness with pepper spray and was then treated at a hospital for injuries. During her homicide trial in 2023, Shabusiness notoriously launched at her attorney, and back in April, she attacked another attorney in this latest case. The judge set sentencing for Monday, December 1st. Today marks the 150th anniversary of the deadliest wildfire in U.S. history, and it happened right here in Wisconsin. The Peshtigo Fire on October 8, 1871, claimed between 1800 and 2,500 lives and devastated large parts of northeastern Wisconsin. A combination of drought, high winds, and sparks from human activity started the blaze. The Great Chicago Fire that happened on the same date often overshadows the Peshtigo Fire because it was in a larger, more prominent city. But Peshtigo continues to mark the anniversary to honor the victims and to keep the history of the event alive. A prominent Wisconsin Democrat recently announced he is not running for governor, opting instead to seek a third term as the state's top law enforcement official. Attorney General Josh Call announced he is running for re-election. Call said in an interview this week that he seriously considered running for governor, but was worried the job would take him away from his two sons, ages 8 and 11, and the state needs leaders willing to push back against President Donald Trump's administration. More than half a dozen Democrats have announced plans to run in the August primary. On the Republican side, there are two candidates running at this point. Call recently chimed in on what's now a court fight over Wisconsin's registered voters. A Waukesha County judge says the state's top election officials must verify that everyone on the voter rolls is a U.S. citizen. According to reporting from the State Journal, it all started with a case brought by two voters represented by a conservative law firm. These voters filed a lawsuit claiming Wisconsin should require proof of citizenship for people to cast a ballot, and the judge agreed, ordering the state to verify all voters are citizens by the next election in February. But then the Department of Justice has filed an appeal, asking for the order to be put on hold. Attorney General Josh Call says implementing this new check would, quote, require a massive overhaul of Wisconsin voter registration statute, unquote. He also argues that the judge's order creates a new voter requirement that's not in state law. Voter ID laws in Wisconsin already require a state ID to vote, and only U.S. citizens and people in the country legally can get a state ID. The judge agreed to postpone part of his order, the part that would have paused voter registration statewide. He set a court date for October 31st. Another Democrat is looking to take on Tony Weed in the 8th Congressional District. Benjamin Ben Habel says he joined the race to represent those who are underrepresented. Habel, 41, is a former engineer who lives in Burnhamwood. Habel describes himself as a young, disabled, gender-fluid person. In addition to diversity, Habel also thinks universal health care is needed in the U.S., but he says the most pressing issue in the 8th Congressional District is the apathy of young voters. Habel faces opposition in the Democratic Party from Appleton businessman Mark Scheffler and Rick Crossan, a former Green Bay Area Public School District board member who announced their campaigns in August. The winner of the Democratic primary on August 11th will face 8th incumbent Tony Weed. 3 decades after his death, the beloved bushy-haired, soft-spoken painter Bob Ross is still helping the network that brought him into American homes. 30 original Bob Ross paintings will soon be up for auction to help support public television stations suffering from cuts in federal funding. Led by President Donald Trump, Congress has eliminated $1.1 billion allocated to public broadcasting. The paintings to be auctioned off feature the serene mountain landscapes and lake scenes that were Ross's signature. He created most of the 30 on air. each in under 30 minutes, which was the span of a single episode. The paintings have an estimated total value of $850,000 to $1.4 million. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Crew lose again to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the NLDS. There will be a Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Brewers shut out by the Cubs, 6-0 at Wrigley Field. Freddy Peralta surrendered a three-run home run in the bottom of the first to Chicago's Ian Happ. Pat Murphy.
The first inning is always the toughest for a pitcher, especially in environments like this and big games. First inning can always be the struggle, and hadn't shown him the heater yet and got too much in the middle of the plate.
First pitch at 7:08 tomorrow night at AmFam Field. College football, the Badgers host the Hawkeyes tomorrow night in Madison, kickoff 6 p.m. Wisconsin lost 42-10 last year at Iowa.
The focus is obviously what happened last year and what it is that we need to do to change all that happened last year. It'll be a physical, tough, hard-nosed game. Nothing different than what you would expect from an Iowa-Wisconsin football game. We got to make sure that Saturday night we're ready to roll.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.FM.